But time now for us to welcome in our very first guest of today's show. But this is not her first time on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Jerry Chock is here in studio with us with the Lorain County Music Foundation, and we're going to talk all about the foundation and the Mongo Music Fest fundraiser. Jerry, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Good to see you again.
It's great to see you as well, and I appreciate you correcting me on your last name. I totally butchered that in the opening segment of the show.
It's Italian. It's expected.
Yeah, you mentioned it's meant to confuse you, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
But there's a lot of great things happening this weekend. And we'll get into the whole Mongo Music Fest fundraiser this weekend. But for those that aren't familiar with the Lorain County Music Foundation, what is it that you guys do? And tell us all about the foundation.
Okay. Well, what we do is we originally started out doing, like a musician's reunion. And halfway through the planning of it, we realized that because it's our show, we can pretty much put on anybody that we want to. And we were having a conversation amongst the main people that were performing and realized, hey, you know, there's this group, they're really good, but they're like 15 and 14 and 16, and they can't play in the clubs because they're underage, but they're good. They don't have a platform to perform from. And we said, well, we can put them on. It's not going to hurt us. I mean, we're already going to be there. Equipment's there. We got people already going, so why not? So that's what we started out as. And then we started doing it annually. And every year we'd bring another group in or somebody that had never performed before. And we kind of saw it as, well, we're going to mentor these guys into getting their stage legs. We're going to help them get their stage presence. We're going to help them get over the stage fright. We're going to help them get, you know, seen and heard and not be so nervous and able to do what they want to do. Because I believe everybody's got a talent, whether you're 4 or 80. Everybody, you know, does something. And I don't think there should be restrictions on that. So about 3 years ago, we realized we've done this now for 10 years. We have this wonderful vehicle. If we're lucky, we break even. And we decided, well, you know, a girlfriend, it was Candy Rogers with Lorain County Pit Crew, sat down with me and she goes, well, you're nonprofit, right? You're not making anything, right? And I said, no. And she goes, well, become a 501c3. Then you can get grants and do things and help people. And I did not realize this. So we jumped in feet first and here we are. And so our goals are, what we want to do is we want to build a kids rock day camp. Help underprivileged and challenged children, because I believe music is a universal language. We all understand it. You don't have to know what somebody's saying to feel it. You know what you like when you hear it, and it makes people move. It makes people excited, and there's a lot of studying going on with people with Alzheimer's, with people with autism, how they process differently, and they process more lucidly, or I'm not exactly sure how to explain it, and music is that stimulation that does it for them, and nobody understands why. But for some reason, one of these victims of these diseases and things can actually come back to understanding. There's been a lot of studies going on with this, but I'm kind of getting off the subject. Our point is, we want to help people. We've always helped people, regardless of if we have had the foundation or not. And the foundation has kind of gotten we've gotten slightly kind of sideswiped. Originally, we were going to hold our events in Grafton Township on a property that we were going to purchase and then be able to do stuff there without having to pay the large fee of a hall, a property, going through all the things of securing and making sure it's safe to do what we need to do on, et cetera. And instead of getting that taken care of, what happened was there's no ordinance for it in Grafton Township. We went through back and forth for the last couple of years trying to... We paid an application for an amendment to be created to the ordinance. The township the zoning commission accepted it. The township trustees denied it. So we spent about 2.5 years wasting our time on a process that should have took about 90 days. And now we are struggling to rebuild our funding because we spent everything on lawyer fees and the township stuff. So here we are starting back over again. And this year we decided we usually have a fundraiser in March. We usually do our first event in May, and we decide we're going to combine our fundraiser with our first event just to make it easier for us and to help just try to get everybody's attention more aware of where we're at and where we're going and what we're doing.
Help is certainly something that actually comes out of that whole ordeal. But, yeah. I mean, help is something that you guys want to provide, not yes. necessarily something mm-hmm. that you are looking for, which I think is pretty interesting because you guys have certainly had events in the past where you have helped out a ton, where you've brought bands in for fundraisers. Mm-hmm. What kinds of other organizations have you guys helped out by having these bands come in and play for these fundraisers?
Oh, yeah. Well, if it depends on what we've done, because a lot of stuff we did, like I said, before we even become the nonprofit, we've always, if somebody's parent passed away or somebody in their family passed away and didn't have the money for the funeral expenses, we know how to help you with that. Our band will play. I bet you we can find another band to play. Do you need a club to do that? I know somebody that would be more than happy to donate their club. No expense to you. So what happens is after you start helping people with things, you get all these contacts and you know what they are, but not everybody else does. So you have the means to help. And once again, it's like you have that vehicle. Sometimes you might need the gas to go in the vehicle, or you might need a mechanic to tune something on that vehicle, but everybody can contribute somehow. So when we, sorry, I'm getting off subject again, I guess. But we've helped everything from the Case Western, I think it's the Western Reserve Children's Hospice, to we've also helped with autism. I want to say it's Autism Speaks Foundation. We've done stuff with cystic fibrosis. We've done stuff with the Marine Corps League for years. We've done stuff with the Marine Corps League and the vets and things like that. So when the bands come in and help, it's I don't know how to explain it. It's like you open doors for everybody. So whether you're coming in to help with the benefit or whether you're performing for the benefit or whether you're somebody associated with somebody that needs the help, everybody kind of comes together and everybody becomes friends through that. So I believe, kind of like we said earlier, me and you were chit-chatting about the web, everything that you do affects somebody else on another level, regardless of whether you believe that or not. You throw a stone into the pond, the ripples go out and they touch all over. So I strongly believe that no matter what you're doing, if you're trying to gear it towards something good, it's going to become good. So these people all have good hearts. They all have good intentions, no matter who the people are that are coming together to help. And I just see a lot of good things coming out of it. So
should be a lot of good things coming out this weekend.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And you've got the Mongo Music Fest fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Again, Jerry Chalk is joining us with the Lorain County Music Foundation. And so you guys have this event coming up this weekend. We'll get into all the details. Right. I know you guys are still searching for some bands to play here. You guys mm-hmm. are also looking for vendors as well.
Yes.
Where exactly is this taking place?
This is taking place at the Leary AmVets. It's our first time with them. They are on Middle Avenue right here downtown. I believe the address is 11087. Once again, a really great nonprofit organization. And like I said, so getting into this, you meet people and all kinds of fun stuff happens. I'm hoping to have more future stuff with them. They are beautiful property. There's beautiful halls. They have wonderful rental halls. If you guys are looking for a place to rent for any occasion, they have several different halls and different sizes and really great opportunities for people there. The bands that are going to be playing, I'm in a band called Ball and Chain. Some people know this. They call me Jerry, a.k.a. Janice or Little Miss Loud. So our band will be playing on Saturday. We've also got the Groove Trees, really great band, Cleveland, Akron-based. Friend of mine named Jeff Christ, who's been playing. Actually, Jeff has probably played with us for about 8 years out of the 13 years that we've been doing Music Fest. So good people. We also have Dr. Zoloft and the impeccable Danny Rowe will be helping and hosting. Dr. Zoloft will be hosting or emceeing the show. We've got Patrick Owen Leary and Nate. These are a couple guys from out of Berea. And then a guy named Max Little. This is some really good, music. We have all genres, all stuff. Of course, we do a Janis Joplin thing. Groove Trees do some groovy, cool stuff, a lot of, music jam. Dr. Zoloft and Danny do some classic rock. Patrick, wonderful singer-songwriter, very beautiful acoustic guitar playing, and same thing with Max Little, good stuff going on. We are still looking for some vendors and bands. We do what we like to call the good faith donation. If you have something you want to vend, you come in, you make a $20 donation to the foundation, and we're good. You set up a 10x10 spot and sell your wares or walk around and sell your wares, and we're good with that because we're not here. We're here to help. We're not here to gouge or hurt anybody. We're here to help. We're also looking for board members. We're always looking for people that have advice or people that want to contribute. You don't have to be an active board member. You can be an advisory board member. If you care about music, if you're in Lorain County or if you're around Lorain County and you want to be involved and you want to help us reach our goals, give me a call. My number is 440-654-7000. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about what we're doing and how we're trying to help. And our ultimate goal, again, is the All Kids Rock Day Camp, but we also want to get to the point where we get enough funding to help out with music school school music programs and anything else. And as always, we're always willing to help somebody. If we can't help you, benefit-wise or fundraising-wise, we will give you guys some clues and some keys on how to do that and where to go and how you can start and what you can do. It's not that hard to help somebody when they ask. So if you let me know, I will try to help.
What time do you guys get going on Saturday?
I believe we are going on at 9:30. That okay. might change depending on, you know, if another band comes in or something shifts. Unfortunately, every time you do these events, it's not anybody's fault. Sometimes people get injured or a family member gets sick or something happens and bands have to drop out. So occasionally that happens. We had a great band, Evolution X, that had to drop out because of some family stuff going on. So we understand that, and sometimes we have to shift the times. But if you come anytime between, we're going to go from noon to midnight. So if you come in anytime after 4 p.m., you're going to hear good live music all the way through.
Very cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, before we let you go here, Jerry, got to ask you, before we get going here, for our listeners out there that are wondering where they can go to get more information on what you guys do and the information for Saturday's event as well, where can they go to get that?
Well, you can go to www.LorainCountyMusicFoundation. You can go to my Facebook page. If you put in Jerry Rose, that's G-E-R-I, Rose, Chalky, which is the hard one to spell. I'll pop up like the third one in. I won't. It's C-I-A-C-C-H-I, but you don't. When you put in Jerry Rose, it pops up. Or you can go to the Ball and Chain Band page, and that's the Ball and Chain Band, the Janis Joplin Concert Experience. You can also go to the Lorain County Music Foundation page. We have several pages associated. We also have a Lorain County Mongo Fest page too that you can check out on Facebook. So
very
lots
nice.
Of venues to check in at, lots of avenues to take to find out.
Good stuff. Well, it takes place this Saturday right here in Elyria. Yep. And of course, you guys will get going at noon. Looking forward to that. Jerry, thanks for coming to the studio.
You.
This was fun.
We call it Loco for Loco, Lorain County for Lorain County.
Loco for Loco. Very nice. That should be trending on Twitter if it isn't already.
Yes.
Good stuff. Well, thanks as
Thank
always,
you guys.
Jerry.
Appreciate it.